You're listening to Hot Rod Magazine Live with your host, Dennis Pitsenbarger.
That's right. Welcome to the program. It is live at the corner of 4th and Virginia at Hot August 9th, 2010. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger, welcoming all the guests as the thunderclouds loom in the distance. We can only hope that we don't get struck in by lightning, get that word out of my mouth, get struck by lightning, I believe would be the proper pronunciation. But it is a great show here. We're right in front of the Silver Legacy Hotel. We want to thank them for their gracious accoutrement right here under the beautiful sunset and sunrise of Reno, Nevada. Now, we just got done talking to Roger from Be Cool. We've got David Newhart still at the post at the microphone.
You can't get rid of me.
I can't. There's a joke there, but it's a family show. We're just going to leave it at that.
Radio whore.
Yes. I was going to leave it at that. But we want to thank all of our sponsors as well, including Craftsman and, of course, Grant Steering Wheels. But, you know, if you are a hot rodder, if you have a hot rod, a show car, or even a race car, normally there is a tachometer in that said vehicle. I just recently cleaned out my shop. And I came across 7 items in a shop dating all the way back several years when I bought my previous home. And I have 7 Monster Tacks in my garage. I'm going to have a garage sale. If you looked at my Facebook page, you would have saw a hilarious little video. I had 7 Monster Tacks. And no better to talk about that than Brett Littlefield from Autometer. Welcome to the program, Brett.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I am your best customer. I have 7 Monster Tacks in my garage when I have a garage sale.
We appreciate your support.
Thank you for your money. Yeah, send the check and move to the end of the line.
What, in 6 months you forget you own one? I better get another one.
Well, I kept breaking them, and then I had one that was a 9,000 RPM. And I went, no, wait a minute, I want the 11,000 RPM. Then I want one with a shift light.
I recommend Ritalin for ADD.
Thank you.
You can use one. You don't need one for every cylinder.
You don't?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's it. I was one away from the V8. I was wondering why I couldn't get it to work. I clipped all those wires. I couldn't get it to work right.
You were the guy calling.
I am that guy. Calling the tech line. You mean you can't do it for just one cylinder? That'd be kind of cool, though. Just whomp, 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 whomp.
A bank of them across the dash.
I was actually messing with my wife, who's sitting across from me right here at 4th of Virginia on Hot August 9th, 2010. She has a little BMW. You know, I mean, I'm a hot rodder. She likes, you know, kind of the fancy European cars. So I bought her a 525 BMW. I've told you the story. And I started to screw in a 5-inch Monster Tag into the dash of her BMW. I thought it was okay. I mean, is there anything wrong with that, Brad?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No. Is there any, you know, now we got to get serious for a second here. Now you came up with some really cool stuff. Now, everybody knows a Monster Tack goes with hot rods and with race cars, but I love the new stuff. We were playing around with it. You're over here in the Big Boys toy show. The way you can set those gauges to not only have a red and yellow illumination at not only a set determined shift point, but I mean, it does just about everything. You got to talk about that cool new setup.
Oh, it's our Elite Series, and come at 2 1/16 inch for all the gauges, and 3 3/8 for tack and speedo. You can put a high and a low set point, and you can change your illumination for your low operation, your normal operation, your high operation. You can trigger external accessories. You can, like, audio alarms, relays, pumps, fans, and switches all through the gauges. You don't need a big chicken wire mess of wiring anymore. No black boxes. You're going to have a sender and a gauge and a wiring harness from us. Simple install, phenomenal technology.
Well, you know, and that makes it nice, too, because I tell you what, I've seen too many times under my own wiring tutelage, I guess would be the nice way to put it. The back of my gauge cluster ends up looking like a spaghetti mess. And that's one of the things that you really got to get away. Autometer's done a really good job of making it easy to install a Monster Tack or any of their gauges. I mean, if it's the Pro Comp stuff I use in my race car, if it's the guy who uses just a basic 3.5-inch tack in their street car, they've got applications for just about everything. But that stuff is pretty cool because I looked at it and we were just talking to Roger from Be Cool Radiator.
Right.
A perfect example would be to get his radiator, but then get that temperature gauge where it'll set to where once you hit, say, 200 degrees, it clicks on an extra fan. I mean, that's pretty cool technology.
Yeah. In addition to that, it'll also give you a red indicator on the dial or one of 7 different colors.
Wow.
And, it's really nice. And actually, if you go 10% beyond that, it'll start blinking at you. It's the hey, knucklehead factor. I pay attention.
I would fall into that.
We're so there.
Knucklehead factor. I think that would be me. Now, Autometer's been around for years and years and years. A lot of different information, a lot of different stuff they've been doing. Is it really? Do you get a lot of guys that just got to have, you know, the coolest, neatest thing? I mean, how does AutoMeter set itself apart from all the different places out there, including even some knockoffs I've seen? I mean, that's got to, you know, if you want the best, you know there's one name for it.
Right.
How do you guys, where do you guys come up with innovation? How do you guys come up with ideas to go forward with this stuff?
We've been spending time at the track, whether it's NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, local track since 1957. We know racing. We are not somebody trying to get into the industry who doesn't know racing. We know what you guys need. We've been since 57. We are enthusiasts. You know, you can probably go to our website and find out what cars we need, what we have in our garage. I bust my knuckles just like everybody else. I know what makes an install easy. I know that I want accuracy. I know I want reliability, and I want made in America. You know, we're out 50 miles outside of Chicago. A lot of people think we're on the West Coast or the East Coast. We're in the heartland of America.
And so, that means a lot to a lot of people. My new thing is, if you call a customer tech line and you get a guy who cannot say my last name, which Pitzenbarger is a little difficult.
Right.
I know it's got 13 letters in it, but let's be serious. If I call a technical line and I can't speak to the guy, I want to talk to someone who's going to talk to me. It's a guy sitting in Chicago. It's a guy sitting on the West Coast. You hear that throughout the industry, and you hear it more often in the auto industry.
Right.
More so. I mean, it goes from every product out there, whether it's Vic Edelbrock, where it's the guys from AutoMeter, American made. That means a lot to people these days.
We have, bar none, the best tech guys in America, the best tech women in America on our phone lines. When I call a carburetor manufacturer, I want them to understand air fuel. I want them to understand mix. I want them to understand their product. We understand ours. A lot of the times I get people calling me up asking about our competitors' gauges because their phone line people can't help out. We do our best to help out where we can.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I would have been able to get out of trouble if I would have been able to call your tech line and said, how do I get myself out of trouble for making a install into my wife's BMW the Monster Tack?
That's right.
That would have been the get out of jail free card.
And I'll warn the guys you're calling.
It would have worked better. Now, what do you drive? Come on, we can talk about AutoMeter all day long. What do you drive?
67 Galaxy, 500, two-door, 411 track lock, C6, stall converter, 429. Actually, it's 30 over, so I think it's about a 435. And I did a conversion. I didn't want the FE motor in there, so I grabbed the big block.
Nice. You build them all yourself, do all the wiring, all that stuff?
I get a little help from my friends.
I can't do it all myself.
I got to give props to Corey in our tech department. He helped me out on a couple things.
I would imagine a full array of AutoMeter gauges in that car.
There's a few. And I do understand that not everything can accommodate a gauge. So we do have gauge mounting solutions for those gauges those cars that don't have a 2 1/16-inch hole in the dash. So we understand if you need a gauge, you got to find a place to put it, too.
Yeah.
And I'm a victim of that myself. I got a really lousy setup on my dash for the OEM instrumentation. So been there, done that, know the pain.
And you know, that's the thing I like about that stuff where it lights up at a certain RPM or certain, because we were talking about this. I can have the best that AutoMeter makes, Pro Comp water filled in my dirt circle track car, right?
Yeah.
I've got them all mounted on the side where I can't even see them because all I need to know is see three red lights. It's too hot, you're revving it too high, or you got no oil pressure.
Right.
Those kind of gauges are the thing that are solution for guys. In real racing, I don't think anybody, if you're looking at your tachometer that long, I'm wondering why you're not looking at me, because hopefully I'm passing you because you're not paying attention to the car in front of you.
Right, right.
Well, it is interesting. David Newhart, of course you use AutoMeter gauges.
Well, I have. Right now I'm between muscle cars, but I've been using your stuff for years.
Thank you.
It really is the gold standard.
Yep.
And I like simple. Believe me, being a car guy, I can appreciate simple.
I'm amazed with how many times we got people calling up saying, I've been using AutoMeter for 20 years and I'd like to get some new stuff. And I'll say, well, what's wrong? And he says, I'm tired of looking at it work. I want something newer looking. It's not giving me any troubles. I just want something a little more updated, and we can offer those things. LED illumination, stepper motor technology. We can help the old school guys with what they want and how it looks with the newer school technology behind the dial.
Well, where do we go to get more information?
You can go to AutoMeter.com. We do have things for motorcycles, for marine. We got OEM instrumentation solutions. A lot of people don't know that we have that as well. But AutoMeter.com, right to our high performance tab on the website. Give us a call anytime.
What's your favorite product out of everything you have?
I got to say, those Elite Series gauges.
The ones that we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They're cool. I mean, I got to admit, I sat there. We were over at the Big Boys Toy Store. We're here at Reno, Hot August Nights, 2010, the corner of 4th and Washington. You know, and, you know, we're sitting here talking to Brett Littlefield from Autometer, and I was sitting there looking at that stuff, and I look at the, you know, I'm like every guy. I start looking at the big tats. Oh, those are cool. You know, the Liquid Fill Pro Comp stuff. Yep. Oh, that's really cool. I like that. But it caught my eyes when I looked at that, and I think that's where people are going to start looking at the difference between you've always got to be pushing forward, and that stuff is definitely cool.
If you guys want to see NASCAR Elite, watch NASCAR. It's going to be in the dash there. It's plus or minus 1% accuracy. Pros trust it. We can too.
There you go. There you go. It is hot August nights right here, 2010. I am, of course, Dennis Pitzenbarger, along with David Newhart, the man, the myth, the legend. If you'd like to get more information, go to autometer.com. Check it out. Brett Littlefield, thanks for coming on the program.
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much.
And I want to ride in that galaxy. That's all I
Absolutely.
Want. I want to ride in that galaxy. Hey, in just a minute, we're going to have Gary Wright from Painless Performance Products, another product that can make your life easy, and tie it into the wiring with your gauges from Autometer. David Newhart sitting in with me, and I think that you and I need to start a project. That's what we need to do.
Oh, yes.
I think you and I would be really dangerous if we won the lottery. That would be the problem.
Terminal.
And just absolutely ugly. Hey, listen, it is hot August night. I am Dennis Pitzenbarger. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. In just a second, like I said, we're going to talk to Gary Wright from Painless Performance Products. And more after this. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Hella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Hella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful and get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Bitzenbarger.
I'm going to let the music play. I can't help it. I love ZZ Top.
Great music.
Welcome back to the program. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. I did not get paid today, but the boss is out and about right here at 4th and Virginia. Hot Rod Magazine Live, broadcasting live from Hot August 9th, 2010, along with David Neunhart sitting in with me today, playing a little radio co-host.
Yep.
But we've also got a very good friend of ours, Gary Wright from Painless Performance Products. I've had a chance to actually interview Dennis, one of the very cool cats on the Hot on the Hot Rod Power Tour. But we shanghaied Gary to come over and talk a little hot rods with us. He said, "I have a perfect face for radio," and then he realized we were filming it for a video project. So you're sucked in, Gary. How you doing today?
Got me. Doing great.
Good. Good. Now you know everything you see here has wiring in it. If you haven't built a hot rod and messed with the wiring, well then guess what? Your taillights don't work. But if you happen to be underneath that hot rod and you think, you know what, I'm going to take the frame off, I'm going to do frame off restoration, I'm going to cut the harness out of the car, and then I'm just going to rewire it myself because it's so easy. Guess what? You're wrong. But you guys know how to make it easy to rewire a car, even if you just want to add new wiring to an old car, if you don't want to mess around with it. I mean, this is a product that I've used myself, so I know it works, but you got to tell us, give the audience a little bit about what's going on at Painless.
Well, the harnesses we design are just for the average guy who's never wired a car. Go in, rip out all that old stuff, the broken wire that's leaking, and or not leaking, but it's exposed to the moisture. It's rotted.
I think you got real problems if the wiring
is leaking. Yeah,
if the wiring is leaking, we've got real problems. Yeah. That would be a flooded automobile.
Yeah. Yeah, if you let the smoke out of the wire, it's no good anymore. Yeah, we just design a harness that you can install that, and the average guy can hook it up, and everything, the lights will light, the turn signals will turn, and the motor will start.
I love the joke, though. I didn't know you part-time comedian.
The smoke out of the wires.
Got to work what I got.
The smoke out of the wires, that means it's no good. You know, I the thing about the product is fun, man. But, you know, all the stuff that's going on down here, we again shanghaied you from over at the Big Boys Toy Show. This is Hot Rod Magazine Live, broadcasting live from 4th and Virginia, right in front of the beautiful Silver Legacy Hotel Resort. But, you know, how many of these products have you used yourself? I mean, how long have you been with Painless? I mean, you've had to have used a product. You got to describe how easy it really is. I mean, to say it's easy is one thing, but to describe it's another.
Well, yeah, I've been with them for 7 years. We put some stuff on some Jeeps, worked on myself on an El Camino. It really is designed for a guy that's never done it, you know. And I even me with a background in electronics in the Navy, it's still, you look at it, it's a bit of a challenge. But when you lay it out and here it is. This is a wire. It's marked. Connect it to the taillight. Move on to the next one. It's a backup light. It really makes it simple for somebody who's never wired a car.
Have you ever used this product, David?
I haven't, and I wish it had been around. I wish I'd used it when I rewired my old 66 Corvette. That was ugly.
Hey, if it wasn't bad enough that you started grinding on the fiberglass,
I know
what I'll do. I'll make it easier. I'll start ripping out the wiring harness.
That's right.
You know, that's the thing. There's so many things that, you know, everybody's got their little flavor of what they know how to do. And I'll be the first one, you know, to be a student in the world of hot rodding. If you're not a student, you think you know it all. And if you think you know it all, I know you're a liar.
There's trouble there.
You are a liar. And I'm telling you why. Because you have to be able to learn. My true background, what my little niche of the hot rodding world is, it's body and paint. You know, I was a professional refinisher for years, and I did that as a true profession and an art that I loved. But there was several times, and I remember I did it with an old Z car where I had problems. I did it with an El Camino I had problems with, where I ended up spending $100 an hour to send it to an electrician because I started getting into it, and I started creating more problems than I was trying to solve. And I think that's where you, in your experience, your company kind of comes in to save guys like me.
Exactly. We just build a product to make it, to cure all those problems, because you pick up an older car, you pop open the hood, you look under there, and they've got duct tape, you know, household wire nuts.
Zip ties.
Oh, yeah. Bungee cords. You know, I saw one where a guy used a piece of flattened copper pipe to be a junction block, stuck it under the carpet. Oh, by the way, that one caught on fire.
Oh, that I was going to say.
Go figure.
Let's see. Yeah. That guy's lucky to be alive. This is what's going on there.
What kind of a price range are we talking?
Well, you can start with just a basic little harness for in the neighborhood of $300 or so, and you can get up to something that's custom built for a car that will hit you, you know, $600, $700, and $800. And it just depends on the vehicle. Some of those, the more expensive ones, you're getting a lot of labor in the box as well as the wire. So we've done more and more of the labor on those.
Can you custom order this stuff? I mean, if I want something that's, you know, tied into somehow I've done something radical in the car. Not that there isn't just basic systems, but I mean, can I custom order stuff? Is there a general purpose kit, and then there's stuff for the Corvette, the Ford product? Is it all custom made for each brand and model?
Well, we have probably about 30 harnesses that are purpose built for a specific vehicle. Then we have another equal number that we call universal harnesses. So you'll call our tech line, and I've got, you know, a 62 Buick, and I want to do this and that and the other. And we'll ask a few questions. We'll say, okay, this is the harness that'll work best for you. Now, you're going to add stereo gear. Well, they'll tell you some add-on circuit bosses or add-on circuits for those additional accessories and stuff. So it's not, there's no one-size-fits-all. So we kind of tailor it to the customer, depending on what he needs.
Good. What is, in your opinion, what's the hardest part about getting across to people about why wiring a car correctly is so important to building a hot rod?
The hardest thing to get across to them is realize that how important it is. It's the most important component in your vehicle. I'll see guys that will spend $4,000 on a set of wheels because they're pretty, but they'll cough about spending an extra $50 on the wiring that'll make the car run or keep it from catching on fire.
I think the latter would be more important, catching on fire. Those wheels look really good with your melted fiberglass body.
Exactly.
You can only hold so many fire extinguishers in a car.
And you won't be able to find them in the car because the interior lights don't work.
Exactly.
In your experience, probably the craziest thing you've seen besides, obviously, the junction box underneath the floorboard.
The craziest thing was the guy that called our tech line. They spent an hour trying to figure out why it wouldn't work. It sounded like a grounding issue. And finally, when they got to the last call, how do you have it grounded, sir? Well, I've got this 6-foot copper rod knocked down into the dirt next to the car. That's how he grounded it.
Does anyone want to raise their hand and see why that is wrong? Does anybody want to take a guess?
Please back away from the pliers.
Yeah. It means back away from the hand tools. Yeah. Go back to school. You're going to figure this out. Well, what do you drive, man? That's what I want to know. It's kind of like every race car driver, I ask the same silly question. Have you or have you not urinated in your race suit? But I want to know, guys like you, what kind of hot rod sitting in your garage?
Well, I'm driving a late model truck. My thing is four-wheel drive. I'm a 94 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Really?
Do a little off-roading.
Like rock crawling, stuff like
that? Yeah, got my first go-around. I'd been out of it. Well, the last time I went four-wheeling was when Reagan was in office and kind of got drug into it at Moab this year and started climbing some mountains straight up, and I was hooked back again to it. So that's got rid of my other project and started working on the Jeep.
What was the other project?
I had a 79 El Camino. Halfway through, and I realized, man, I just really like the four-wheel drive stuff, so turned left and haven't stopped.
Yeah, I am a big fan of the El Camino because before everybody called it drifting, it was I had a three-speed 81 El Camino, and we just called that power sliding. That's all that was. That was dropping it in second gear and making the thing go sideways. You know, that's the thing about it. Everybody looks at what is different and what they like. And, I mean, it's like David here. I mean, here's a guy who has, I get called Mr. Minutia because all this useless knowledge, gray matter floating around in my head. But, you know, that's the thing. There's so many different ways to enjoy the automobile. You know, I mean, you hear hoods slamming behind me right now. I mean, that's like the best sound effects ever. But, you know, that's the thing about the automotive industry is everybody's got a different flavor and how you can apply all these different products. It makes it fun. I mean, it's why the world of the automobile will never go away. I mean, I've taken it back several times. I did not put a hit out on Ralph Nader. I did not have a bunch of Italian mafiosos go out and try to kill him. I didn't. It wasn't me. I'm saying that out loud.
One of the few.
Get myself off the hook. But, you know, that's the thing about it. And, you know, Painless Performance Products has been around for several years now, and they make it easy. And that's the part that makes it fun. I mean, hot rodding's got to be fun. And that's what that makes it fun. David, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell a guy how to wire a car, can you do it?
Yeah, make the phone call. Get on the website. Go for it that way. I don't wish what I went through with my Corvette on anyone else.
Well, Gary, let me ask you something. If you're going to build a new car and you're going to go beyond the Grand Cherokee, what are you going to build?
My next one is 65 Impala. I had one of those before, got rid of it, and I walked through and I saw a black one down the street here. Pro Street it, drop it down a little. Not entirely wild looking, just enough to sneak up on somebody.
You know, when you're a kid, you have all these little great memories about when you should have got your butt kicked by your elders. I should have got my butt kicked. This is a great story. I should have got my butt kicked from one of my elders, my brother-in-law, who was one of the major contributors of why I am doing what I'm doing right now. Beautiful 1965 Impala. It was a 409 car in 65, a very rare automobile. Another one of the many cars why I am, you know, devout to my brother-in-law's collection of eclectic automobile. The guy knows everything there is to know about Chevrolets. But it was funny. I remember when I first met him. 65 Impala, beautiful car, black guts, red exterior. I jump in the thing not really knowing anything. Remember, you know that little beautiful little, right on the rear of the center console, that little like lighted, illuminated like panel right there?
Yeah, it was a wraparound.
I got right in that thing, kicked it, and broke it right in front of him. Probably the first time I ever jumped in that car. Let's think of the times that Dennis should have been drawn, quartered, and beat in the back. But he looked at me and goes, you know what? I love your sister, so I'm going to let you get away with it. What should have happened is I should have got my butt beat behind a brick building and then delivered to my sister. But that is one of those many, many stories that you hear in the automotive industry. You've got to have one of those stories, Gary.
Breaking the vehicle? I can't think of anyone in particular where I've done something quite that good. I have broke a few things here and there.
Am I setting the bar too high? You've got, yeah, I know you.
Oh, I don't even want to go there. No, I will be found.
You will be found?
I would be found, yes. I've broken a few things.
My best one was I bought a brand new 74 CJ5. Picked it up on Thursday night. Saturday morning went out in the river bottom. Immediately drove it off into quicksand. Oh. Sunk beyond the frame. Up, it's finally hit the body, and that's what created enough float to keep it from sinking.
Brand new.
I mean, it had like 8 miles on it. Pull it out, so much sand it, new brake job with 12 miles on it.
Well, at least you tested the warranty of the American Motor Corporation.
What warranty? Doesn't fall under warranty. That falls under, oops.
Now, what is your website? You got a website, right?
Yeah, www.painlessperformance.com.
That's right. If you want to know anything there is to know about what's going on in the world of wiring, I have used the product, I believe in the product, and I know that it works. It is Gary. Gary, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David and I are going to sit in for a little while. You know, the thing about this stuff is, it makes it fun, is it is that minutia stuff. You know, like I said, it's all these stories. I could tell you stories about, I remember my dad, brand new, 87 El Camino. I have a little BMX bike, cruising in the driveway, and just came ripping in. Well, guess what I didn't have on the end of my handlebars? Handlebar grips. I put a crease all the way down the door, right to the metal. I mean, I couldn't have done it any better, and just ripped the entire skin out of that thing. I think my dad should have actually killed me at that point in my life. But for some strange reason, he let me go, and I mean, I think it was more like a Bart Simpson thing. I think my mom just said, let go of the guy's neck. He can't breathe. But it is the way it is. Hey, listen, this is Hot Rod Magazine Live. We're here at the corner of 4th and Virginia in downtown Reno, Nevada. In just a second, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Carrie and talk a little ignition. But thanks again for coming on the program. We really appreciate it. Painless Performance.
Thank you.
You're going to hang out with me a little bit longer.
I am.
That's right. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. If you'd like to, it's 1-800-878-7529. If you want to, just yell at the microphones. We're live right here, Reno, Nevada. Thank you again to Silver Legacy and Hot August Nights. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll see you after the break.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000. $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected, but you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
Tellers.
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time. And back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
Yes, here I am, live at the corner of 4th and Virginia in downtown Reno, Nevada, the 2010 Hot August Nights. I want to say thank you for all the people walking by and saying hello. We are live across the nation and on the Armed Forces Network, thanks to Sports Byline Network, broadcasting around the globe. If you want to, check it out at sportsbyline1.com. You can also go to hotrodmagazinelive.com and check out the website, the blog, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Vimeo, the YouTube, and all of the social network that I'm doing each and every day.
And, we got our house band today.
We've got our house band in the background today. And they are playing the fabulous hits of the 50s and 60s. Al Moobs, how you doing today, brother?
I'm all right.
Yeah, always a epicenter of excitement, Al Moobs. But we want to make sure and thank our sponsors, Craftsman, and his trust in your hands. But like I said, the convertibles are starting to run for the hills, David.
They are. I'm seeing a little bit of the cloud action rolling in.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen two 62 or 63 deuces run for the hills. The convertible tops are starting to rise. But fear not. The car gods will not shine. Will shine on us and keep the clouds away for a little while. But we want to welcome you once again to Hot Rod Magazine Live, live right here at the corner of 4th of Virginia in downtown Reno, Nevada. But I'll tell you what, if you've got something to say, just come up to the booth and say it. If not, if you want to call, it's 1-800-878-7529. If you got a question or anything to talk about with even my cohort David. In a second, we're going to talk to Carrie Redmond from Mallory Ignitions and talk about how you can get yourself not bit by a coil, which I have done, unfortunately, more than once. Is that hot? Ow! That's how that goes.
That's right.
But I tell you what, it's fun. David, you having some fun?
I'm having a ball.
It is.
Having
it's a fun. Ball. It is hot August night, 2010, and I can't say enough to thank the city of Reno, Nevada for hosting this event. It is a wonderful event. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. In a second, we're going to talk to, again, like I said, Carrie Redmond from Mallory Ignitions. Talk a little hot rods, a little ignition on the other side of the break. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We will be back after this.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Elena Kagan has been sworn in as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Kagan, who was confirmed by the Senate Thursday, becomes only the fourth woman to ever serve on the High Court. The U.S. today handed over all combat duties in Iraq to Iraq security forces. The handover comes as President Obama stated this week he will stick to his promise to end U.S. combat operations in Iraq by August 31st. The country's security will be left to Iraqi army and police trained by U.S. security forces. Six Americans are among 10 medical charity workers killed in northeastern Afghanistan. The BBC reports the group were fatally shot and found Thursday, a day after contact with them was lost. The 10 were medical workers from International Assistance Mission, which provides eye care and medical needs. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the killings. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Log on to HomeSweetIncome2.com for free information on how to earn a full-time income at home. Linda did.
Before I found this business, I had been working as an insurance claims adjuster, and I actually quit my job to relocate with my husband when his job transferred him. So because of that, we had really gone from two incomes down to one, and we're living paycheck to paycheck.
HomeSweetIncome2.com turned Linda's life around.
Since we found the business, we're able to travel, we have retirement accounts, we have savings and college funds for the kids, and we're able to do this business from anywhere with an internet connection and a telephone.
HomeSweetIncome2.com worked for Cindy, too.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. We live in a beautiful home. She's got horses. It's my dream.
Dreams come true at HomeSweetIncome2.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 2.com.
Russian troops were used to dig a 5-mile-long canal to keep fires caused by a record heat wave in the country away from a nuclear arms site. The blazes have caused air pollution 6 times above normal levels. Authorities say the forest and peat fires have killed at least 52 people and left over 4,000 homeless. Smoke from the fires have caused airline flights to be diverted and forced Moscow residents to wear surgical masks to filter out the foul air. With more heavy rain in the forecast, Pakistan's army says it's rescued more than 100,000 people from flood-affected areas in the country. The northwest has been hit the hardest. Some 1,500 people have died in the disaster. A 7-hour spacewalk is underway to repair a part of the International Space Station's cooling system. Today's spacewalk is the first to be taken without a shuttle present at the ISS. A second spacewalk is scheduled for Wednesday to connect the fluid ammonia lines. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the 3-Step Plan.
My name is Bill, and I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
A tropical storm warning has been posted for Bermuda as Tropical Storm Colin is forecast to approach later today. The National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, says the center of Colin should pass over or near Bermuda tonight. The National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, says the center of Colin should pass over or near Bermuda tonight. Colin is packing maximum sustained winds near 45 miles an hour. Some strengthening is possible today and tonight. 3 American servicemen who suffered amputations are climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. Correspondent Connie Lawn has more.
The 3 American climbers are from 3 wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Vietnam. 2 are double-leg amputees and 1 single above-the-knee amputee. This leaves literally 1 good leg between the 3 to climb the tallest mountain in Africa. The men are Sergeant Neil Duncan, 27 years old, a double-leg amputee injured in Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant Dan Nevins, 39, a double below-knee amputee injured in Iraq, and Sergeant Kirk Bauer, 62 years old, a single above-knee amputee injured in Vietnam. They are part of the team called Missing Parts in Action. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, Washington.
The Gulf of Mexico's rich fishing grounds are beginning to reopen more than 3 months after crude began gushing from BP's broken well. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz.
Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
Back in 1948, Hot Rod Magazine hit the newsstands. And now, more than 50 years later, Hot Rod Magazine Live. Brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. With your host, Dennis Pitzenbarger.
That's right. Welcome in. It is the second hour of Hot Rod Magazine Live. We are live at Reno, Nevada at the corner of 4th and Virginia. And the thunderclouds are rolling in, and the crowd is going for cover. The cars are trying to escape. It's actually quite a sight here. We've got what looks like a little 32 right there. Here comes like a Mercury. That 44 just went by. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. The rain won't hurt you. I'm not scared, and I'm standing next to a big metal post I'm going to hold up in the sky during a thunder shower. I'm fine. Hey, listen, welcome to the program. It is 2 hours. This is the second hour of Automotive Extravaganza. We're sitting here graciously hosted by the Silver Legacy Hotel and Resort. We want to thank them for their spot right here at 4th and Virginia, live in Reno, Nevada, for Hot August Nights 2010. We are definitely want to say thanks to our sponsors, Craftsman, and our new sponsor, Grand Steering Wheels. Get your hands on a Grand Steering Wheel. Make sure that you know which way your car is pointed. At my left, in just a moment, we're going to introduce Carrie Redman and talk a little bit about a way you can win your choice of one of the new muscle cars that have come out in the last few years. And if you're not here, you're missing things like that beautiful Avante. Look at that, David Newhart. Is that beautiful?
That's a stunner. Just a teal colored. Oh,
how often do you see that? Of course, the quintessential 1970. It looks like 70 Chevelle.
70 Chevelle.
Beautiful little like. Oh, and look at this thing. Oh, 37. That is a beautiful car. The convertibles are running for the hills. I see you in the. I don't know if you can hear me. Probably can't hear me over that rumbling big block.
Oh,
in that.
Yeah.
It is Hot Rod Magazine live at the corner of 4th and Virginia. It is the place to be. Hot August Nights 2010. And we can't say enough of thanks, but don't run if you're here. Just sit back. The clouds will move over us. And it'll be just fine on the other side of the break. Like I said, Carrie Redman from Mallory Ignitions, among other products. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. We will be back right after this.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you long-lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the official pain relief gel of the Los Angeles Lakers, is available at dothegoo.com and in Walmart stores. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
For sale, one mostly rebuilt carburetor. Rebuilt by whom? Well, no one's really sure. But what the heck? You're getting this baby for a song. Really, as long as it works, kinda, who cares? Interested? Of course not. You wouldn't dream of putting a second-rate part under the hood of your high-performance car. But consider this. If you're not riding on the proper tires, well, whatever you put under the hood may be moot. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
When you want performance, there's just one name you need to know, Edelbrock. For 66 years, Edelbrock has built dyno-proven parts that deliver maximum bolt-on power, including carbs, electronic fuel injection, intake manifolds, heads, turbo kits, exhaust, nitrous systems, complete crate engines, and our patented IAS shocks. There's also Edelbrock motorcycle hardware. Visit Edelbrock.com or call 1-800-FUN-TEAM to get your Edelbrock performance catalog. Edelbrock, when we say proven performance, we mean it.
Protect your engine from excessive damaging heat. Justice Brothers Radiator Cooler protects your engine by effectively reducing the operating temperature, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Justice Brothers Radiator Cooler beat the competition in a head-to-head test conducted by Turbo and High Performance Magazine. Remember, Justice Brothers Radiator Cooler, protecting your car's engine and your investment for the long haul. Find out more at justicebrothers.com.
Have you noticed how quickly headlight lens covers deteriorate? They scratch, they yellow, and they're expensive to replace. Now they're easy to repair with Meguiar's one-step headlight restoration kit. Simply apply Meguiar's plastics with our buffing pad that attaches to any drill. It's like magic. Keep your headlight lens covers clear all the time, as well as your convertible rear windows, boat windows, and helmet face shields with Meguiar's one-step headlight restoration kit. It's the clear choice.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
Yes. Live on August 9th, 2010, at the corner of 4th and Washington.
Virginia.
Did I say Washington? What planet am I on? Good Lord. At the corner of 4th and Virginia, right in front of the Silver Legacy Hotel, it is the 2010.
Time to cut back on the Red Bull.
I need to cut back on the Red Bull. I mean, there's two things that are getting me through today. One would be my cans of Red Bull. The other would be my throat spray for doing a four-hour radio marathon. So if you are of the world that loves the quintessential hot rod, whether it be your 32 Highboy, your 57 Chevy, your 70 Chevelle, or anything in between, rat rods, you are reading Hot Rod Magazine 1948. It all began, and it was the magazine that Robert Peterson began, and it is something that if I would have not read, I probably would have been a lot smarter guy and actually went to college. But instead, I decided to be a car guy. Perfect example right there. The hot rods are running for the hills as the thunder clouds are threatening everything. But you know what? If we all think good thoughts, none of it will come true.
Enough. If we get enough horsepower, the exhaust will push the clouds away.
Okay, everybody here that's got a car on August 9th, point your car east and rev it up to the red line. We will blow the clouds out of Reno, Nevada. Speaking of having some fun with electricity, as we hope not to get struck by lightning,
yes.
We've got our good friend Carrie Redmond from Mallory Ignitions. How you doing today?
I'm excellent. How about yourself? Outside of your voice, you holding up all right?
And besides my voice, you know, it'll hold up. You know, I won't be. The beauty of this is my wife will not have to listen to me for about 3 days. Because I'll just look at her and go, hey, I can't talk, honey. But what's going on? Love that sound.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like it's like the starting gate. I can't all of a sudden the hair goes up on my arms. But what's going on over at Mallory, my friend?
We've got lots of new products coming out this year. The ProMaster distributor side of things, CD ignition boxes, fuel pumps. There's all sorts of things that we've got to really electrify your motor as well as to fuel it and really get it going down the track.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, man, you can really screw up a motor by not using proper electronics when it comes to an ignition system. Now, I've been the victim of my own stupidity. I'm a race car. I did not use a resistor, yep, when I was using a little 2300 race motor.
Yep.
And what did I do? I cooked the damn coil.
Yep, absolutely. It's the key. Just like any electronic item that you have in your household or in your car, per se, if you don't hook it up right, it's not going to work right. And if it doesn't work right, it's going to leave you stranded. The nice part about the Mallory products is it fixes a lot of sins that a lot of people do. Is they'll over carburate or they'll build a motor up that they think is their coincidental perfect piece, and then it loads up, and they want to blame the carburetor or something else, where an ignition system can actually help them overcome some of those hurdles. You actually use a distributor, advance the timing a little bit. If you want to enhance that to overcome those issues, you can actually use a CD box. Mallory has a full lineup of CD ignition boxes or capacitive discharge ignition boxes that allow you to have multiple sparks per idle or multiple sparks per firing, all the way from idle up to 3,000 RPM, and then an extremely hot spark from 3,000 RPM on, kind of like you mentioned a little earlier, where you don't want to touch it to give you a little jolt, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. Raise your hand at the table if you bit yourself with a coil.
That
would be all three of us, right?
All of us, yeah.
I'm going to admit it. I did it. I didn't want to do it. All of a sudden, I realized why all the little hair on my hands are burnt right off. I don't know what happened there.
I tell you, the Mallory products, I installed them in my Boss 302 and in my Corvette. And talk about saving my butt from mechanical stupidity. It's easy to drop in, and my God, I got instant horsepower.
Yeah, exactly. The nice part about Mallory is we try to be very customer service friendly and focused to where you can buy a product, have very clear, definitive instruction sheets so you can hook it up right, put that ballast resistor in where you need it or not, and really amplify your experience when buying this product. It's just a home run piece when you put the whole package together.
And it's not just the stuff that you're going to see here. I mean, with the hot rods and what's going on here, you know, we're talking to Carrie Redmond from Mallory, as well as several other products we'll talk about here in a second. But, you know, the beauty of it is it's also late model stuff. You know, one of the first things I used from Mallory was a hot box for an ATI ignition and an old El Camino. And yep. It's stuff like that you don't – a lot of people think that you don't have to use high-performance stuff or there's no need to put high-performance stuff in even a daily-driven car. Right. But it's little things like that can improve performance for very little pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. Improving performance is a double-edged positive because you're, one, getting a seat-of-the-pants horsepower feel, but you're also getting a mileage increase. Being able to have that mileage increase is obviously putting money back into your pocket. So there's a return on your investments, what's a real positive.
Yeah, and you don't represent just Mallory. You got a whole lineup of products that you work with.
I look at his shirt. He's got stuff a little festooned.
You got Mallory, you got Hayes, you got Mr. Gasket. I mean, it's pretty much everything. Talk about some of the other products you're working with.
We've got under the Prestolite Performance umbrella, we've got Excel Ignition products again. A little more late model applications. I'll jump into that in a second. Hayes clutches, flywheels, pressure plates, those type of things. Lakewood suspension products for these late model applications. Then you also get into gaskets, fasteners, chrome dress-up items for cars just like you see out here today. Anything you want to do to dress it up, make it go fast, we've got something for it.
You got a favorite?
Well, I'm very partial
I'm going to put you on the spot
that's
here.
Fine, that's
wait a minute, there's a Lakewood guy listening, and there's a Mr. Gasket guy listening. Which guy's my favorite?
I'm very partial to the fuel injection side of things, with the Excel fuel injection, the digital fuel injection, as well as Mallory, because I'm a very ignition-focused person. You said it earlier, if you do it right, it's going to be an absolute night and day difference. And I've seen so many times where somebody's pulled out an old points distributor and then they've put in one of our distributors, even without an ignition box, and it just completely, it's a new animal.
That's me.
And you're right. And the thing is, now see, the unfortunate side of all the electronics that have come into the world, and I'll admit it, I mean, if you're not a student, I'll tell you this, if you're not learning from people like you or any of the guests that come on Hot Rod Magazine Live, if you think you know it all, you know half as much. I'll tell you that. You've got to be someone who's willing to learn. You got to look at this as the school of what is going to be taught to you by the masters. And when you do that stuff, I admit, if you give me a small block Chevy, it's got points, it's got, you know, a regular old school cap and rotor, it's got a quadra toilet on it, or a quadra jet, sorry, that's what I was calling it. You know, I can make that thing run.
Right.
But when you start getting into these electronic stuff, I mean, you've got to look at the way that companies have spent millions and millions of dollars to make it a plug and play.
Yep.
But there is the old school products that are still there from Mallory. You don't have to just go to fuel injection or modern electronics. You can get that old, you know, Magneto system if you want it on your hot rod.
Yep, that's exactly right. The Mallory side of things is really a replacement item as well as a performance upgrade. We have distributors that go back to 1929. We have over 2,200 distributor applications that we can make. And in a lot of cases, we can actually design a distributor for a motor that doesn't have one now. You look at a lot of the late model motors where guys are afraid of fuel injection and they want to actually put a carburetor on it. We can actually build a distributor to put in a late model Hemi and put in a LS motor as well. So there's those options that are available.
And you opened up a bit of discussion. As much as David Newhart is an old school muscle car guy, and you know you are, but you have got to appreciate this explosion of the LS motor. I love a ZZ4. Everybody, that was the hot topic. But man, when they started really opening up the LS motor package to everyone that has products for it, it really did make it neat. And one of the things that you can get an LS motor in is this great. Before we let you go, we got to talk a little bit about ModernMuscleX.com. This thing is cool. Now, not only can you go in there and win a choice, this comes down to you'll find out what people really want to own, because you're going to give away a brand new Mustang, a brand new Challenger, or a brand new Camaro, and it's your choice. Talk about this.
That's absolutely right. This is a sweepstakes that we're running the second half of this year. You can simply go to modernmusclex.com and register to win, and it's simply an email address to register. This is an opportunity where we're taking each of these cars, as you just spelled out, Dennis. Actually, it's a 2011 Mustang that we just recently purchased because we want to be innovative. We want to be on top and up to speed with what's going on. And then we've got a 2010 Camaro and a 2010 Challenger that we're putting all of our products on. We're putting nitrous on. We're modifying these cars to a positive. So you're not just getting a stock, bone stock, grocery getter type car. You're getting the car that's going to get you down the track in a real quick hurry.
Well, you got to do it. Check it out. It's modernmusclex.com. Again, I'm going to tell you that website, modernmusclex.com. It's a free chance to own one of the three quintessential rebirths of the pony car wars.
It's an enhanced version of them.
Exactly. And they're giving you nitrous. How do you argue with that? Hey, Gary, we can't thank you enough for coming by. You come by. It's Gary Redmond from Excel and a plethora of other products.
Absolutely.
And I got to go check this out. I want to win. Can I still
Absolutely.
Win?
Absolutely. You can register.
I love it. Hey, listen, it's Hot Rod Magazine Live. Coming up next, a couple friends of mine, Andre and Gary from ComCams and TCI and a few other products. It's like a cavalcade of everything automotive. We're sitting at the corner of 4th and Virginia, right in front of the Silver Legacy Hotel, downtown Reno, Nevada. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Pitsenbarger.
That's right. As you all move over live at 4th and Virginia, right here at Reno, Nevada, just move on over. They're giving away t-shirts. I'm giving away knowledge. I've got two guys I'm going to introduce in just a second. Don't run. It's not going to rain. Stay right where you're at. If I have to give away my sister's Z28 Camaro, I will, just to make sure that she's panicking. She's sitting right over there, ignoring me profusely for good reason. I have a face for radio. Welcome to Hot Rod Magazine Live, broadcasting right here from Reno, Nevada, the 2010 Hot August Nights. And I am having a heck of a time. If you'd like to, you want to call up to the program, it's 1-800-878-7529. We're broadcasting all across the country on the Sports Byline Network and the Armed Forces Network in 177 countries. Global, baby, global. There's some guy sitting there with a saw going, man, I wish I was over there playing with a hot rod. Instead, those guys, those fine folks in the Armed Forces are defending our country. The hot rods are firing up all around me. They're making a run for it, but two guys that can't make a run for it are sitting in with me, Andre Terry and Gary Bruce. Welcome to the program.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to find out what kind of car guys you are. We're going to talk about your product, because guess what? I shanghaied you for about a half an hour, so I got you on the program. I'm going to start with you, Andre. You got a big smile on your face, but I bet you got a big block in your heart. What's going on with your world?
Well, with me, I like the 69 Camaros. I'm a huge fan of those. You know, very, you know, hardcore. Big block. I love them.
Yeah. And now, what do you drive? What's your hot rod? What do you got sitting in the garage?
Well, me personally, I don't have a hot rod per se right now. I do have an F-150 Super Crew.
And that'll work.
That'll work, yes.
I'm sure it's got a few products on it.
Oh, most definitely.
Now, if you had to say, is there anything that stood out to you this year in Hot August Nights?
Well, the number of people here at the show, I think it's a larger crowd than we had in the past, especially from last year. Real race car enthusiasts. I definitely have really enjoyed this year being here.
Excellent. Now, Gary, I'm gonna cruise over to you right now. These guys are giving. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere.
What are they looking at the cars for? They should be looking up here.
That's right. Do you know this is Gary?
Yeah.
Gams.
Free photos, folks.
That's right.
Free. Yeah. It's too late. We already have. We told everybody. We have faces for radio.
Okay.
You are a car guy. You are a car nut.
That's
yourself.
Right.
What's in your garage, my friend?
Well, I tell you what. If I can get a couple of kids out of college, we're going to have more in the garage. But, you know, the one thing that's near and dear to my heart are the old rat rods with the flatheads. No small box Chevrolets, but flatheads. And put the Inglis system on top of that, the fuel injection Inglis, and there's nothing like it. You know, the old rust, the rust paint job and all that kind of jazz.
I love rat rods. And, you know, that's the era that, unfortunately, I lost my father here about a year ago. A great guy, but, you know, to have him tell stories about what the real deal was with hot rodding. This is a guy who had his custom exhaust and his flathead. Was two drive lines cut off at the ends and welded to the manifold of this flathead.
Yeah.
That wasn't a performance exhaust in 1947.
That's right.
That was a real, real hot rod stuff. And, you know, it's funny, I talk about the guys, David Freiberger and the guys from the actual print magazine, they chopped up that Corvette. I don't know if you've seen that video, but they chopped up like an 85 C4 Corvette. The C4 guys, the Corvette guys, went ballistic over chopping this car up. It was to take weight off the car. Now, you guys can disagree or agree, but wasn't that why those guys back when they were making hot iron were taking the fenders off their 27Ts to make them lighter?
That's exactly right.
I was going to say. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Now, let's talk a little bit about the products. I know that you want to talk fuel injection with
me. Right.
I'm a guy who is holding on, clutching onto the existence of my carburetor. I will not let my quadratoilet go before you pry it from my cold, dead fingers, because it's the one carburetor I actually understand, and I hate replacing power valves in a hauling. So you got to tell me about fuel injection and what you guys got going on.
Well, you know what, Dennis? You don't have to understand fuel injection.
Oh, perfect. I'm a dummy.
Well, you know what? I am, too, and so it was easy for me to understand. So if I can understand it, you can understand it. But you remember the day when... when everybody was afraid of computers. Well, now every house has got two or three computers.
I had a Commodore 64 that intimidated me in like 1985. I was like, C prompt.
That's right. Always unplug the computer to turn it off.
Yes.
But this new Easy EFI system is so sweet. And it's designed for anybody that wants to replace a carburetor, install fuel injection. And basically, it's a bolt-on piece. It's a self-learning, self-tuning system. So all you have is a handheld device that you just answer a few questions of cubic inches and fuel pressure.
So it doesn't even matter. I don't have to buy an application for a big block or small block, a Ford or Chevy.
No, I just
have to buy this application, and it will tell me, it will tell itself how to tune itself?
That's right. In other words, it'll work on any application or any engine. And the neat thing about it is if you decide you want to sell the car, or for heaven forbid you crash the car, you can always take it off and reinstall on another engine. And it has a handheld device. Once you go through the system or go through the motions of installing that, you unhook it and it's done. So you don't have a laptop that you're trying to program it, and it'll fit on any four-barrel intake. The O2 sensor is what keeps it running, or, you know, smells the gas and the air-fuel ratio.
So it's even emissions legal. You're talking...
It is. I'm not sure on some states. You know what I'm talking about, what state I'm talking about.
I know. I love it. It's a little bit west from here.
But here's the neat thing, Dennis. You go from the coastline to Pikes Peak, and you're not twisting and you're not sputtering. The O2 sensor is automatically reading what changes are being made, so it's adjusting to your altitude and your driving habits.
Now, is this something you can use on a marine application, too, is it just any motor?
Well, it's any motor. It's not actually Coast Guard approved right now, but that's something we're probably going to work on. But, you know, the crowd here has been the number one thing that we've talked about here at Hot August Nights. And we've had several people that come by that bought one last year. It's been out about a year and a half, 2 years now, and they talk about the ease of installation. And basically, if you can bolt on a carburetor, you can bolt this on. You don't have to understand fuel injection, and that's what it was all about, is let's make it easy to understand, easy to bolt on, and be functional about it. And we've been successful with it.
And that's what we talked about, is just the basics. You know, I'll say it over and over and over in this program, you have to be a student. You have to be a student of what's new. You have to be a student of what's old. Because, you know, just because I know how to do body and paint doesn't mean that Andre knows how to do body and paint.
Right.
If Andre knows how to do fuel injection and you don't, then you want to learn from him. If I want to know how to look good with Moobs, I talk to Moobs over here. I mean, no, I'm just making fun of him. He's over here. He's going to get me hard. He'll just turn my microphone off and be... That's it.
Well, you know what? In the old days, we had mechanics. Nowadays, we have technicians.
Right.
Mechanics can install this fuel injection system.
And you know what? That means a lot. And I'll tell you why. Because I can't even think of it now. The ReadyTech or whatever it is. When you just buy, you just look online. How do you do this? It'll give you instructions. That is a technician. A mechanic was that guy. There was a time, and there's a few mechanics rolling around in a gas station here and there, but that was the place you went, and there was a guy you trusted.
Exactly.
It was the guy that lived on the corner, and, you know, that makes a big difference. And the fact that anybody can do it makes a big difference.
If you're technically inclined, you don't have to carry it to a shop to install this. If you can bolt on a carburetor and you can hook up some wires, you're done. You know, other than returning a fuel line, you're pretty much done.
Now, why didn't you roll it over? Weren't you going to roll that over here? We were going to plug it in.
Well, there was just too much. We've got a good crowd today.
I'm just messing.
I would have looked like I was selling some kind of something or another.
You get a snow cone. People would have walked up getting a snow cone. So, now, that would be good, though. A snow cone dispensing carburetor or a snow cone dispensing fuel injection system.
That's an idea. We might have to think about that next year.
Let's talk some about the other products you have now. TCI. A lot of people, if you don't know what those letters TCI mean, that means transmissions. It means a lot of stuff about what's after the engine. You know, either one of you guys, take a stab at this one.
Okay. Well, right now, TCI has out a new six-speed transmission, and it does have six forward gears. Plain and simple, just like we also offer the Easy TCU that is programmable for the transmission. You can shift it at the RPM you want it to shift at, shift the ceramics you want it to shift, and everything. And you do not have to be a computer genius or anything like that at all in order to make this transmission work. It is just, you know, something with six forward gears. It's awesome. You know, the transmission is awesome.
You remember when 454 was a big motor?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not anymore.
No.
And with this six-speed, and it is an automatic, But with a six-speed, it is designed for, you know, it'll work with anything over 500 cubic inches. And that's what is it, Andre? What's the horsepower rating?
850 horsepower.
Yeah, see, six forward speed.
So. Well, that makes a big difference. I mean, guys, you know, especially when I was on the Hot Rod Power Tour, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen license plates from 1,000 miles away here at Reno, right here in Hot August Nights. And you know what? It's great if you have that quintessential muscle car and it's got a big block and it's got an M22 crusher in it and it's got a 411 posi in the back. Well, guess what? I've told the story 1,000 times about when the first time I took my wife in a Boss 302 Mustang with a 391 rear end. I got up on the freeway, we're turning 4,000 RPM. She leans over, he starts hitting me in the arm. Shift, honey, shift. I'm like, that's it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The first time I rode in one of the cars my brother-in-law had, same thing. We're cruising. It was a 65 Impala, and we're just humming down the road. And it's just, I'm like, is it going to break? Is something going to go wrong with it? You gotta take advantage of technology to be able to do this. Hey, listen, we're talking to Andre, Terry, and Gary Bruce from Comp Performance Group. You guys want to stick around a little longer, talk some more cars?
Yeah, sure.
We'd love to.
What else are we going to do? Everybody's running for the hills. It's Hot August Nights.
This is a good seat.
Yes, yes, it is.
It is a good seat. Hey, it is Hot August Nights. We're here at the corner of 4th and Virginia. We want to thank once again our sponsors, Craftsman. It's trust in your hands. We also want to thank our brand new sponsor, Grant Steering Wheels, and all the guests we've had today, including David Newhart. He's been floating around all day. Roger from Be Cool. Brett Littlefield from Autometer. Gary Wright from Painless Performance Group. And, of course, now we had just a second, Carrie from Mallory. Well, and Excel. And, of course, we're sitting with Andre and Gary from the Comp Performance Group. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live on the other side of the break. A little more car talk with these two guys. What did I say the three things were we were going to talk about?
Beer,
boobs, and burnouts. That's right. I said it. That's what we're going to talk about. It's Hot August Nights. If you'd like some more information, make sure and check out my Facebook page. You can go to the website. It's Hot August Nights. Excuse me. It is HotAugustNights.com. You can see that too, but it's HotRodMagazineLive.com. Check it out on Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, and even Facebook. It is myself and these guys. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back right after this.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. and they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Pitsenbarger.
All right, welcome back. Welcome to the jungle. No, welcome to Hot August Nights 2010. Yes, my brother-in-law making fun of me for having absolutely no voice. I'm living vicariously through him and my little throat lozenge bottle right here. So that's why I'm going to have these guys next to me talk. We are at the corner live at 4th and Virginia, right in front of the Silver Legacy in the 2010 Hot August Nights. If you get a chance, make sure and check out what's going on right here. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. And sitting in with me is Andre and Gary from the Comp Performance Group. And before I give away my brother-in-law's Camaro, he's not listening. It's okay. He's right there. He's looking at me. What? Yeah, no, I'm kidding. He's got a little toy car we're going to give away. No, that's it. No, we're going to give away one of his Camaros. No, I'm not going to say that. I'll get myself in trouble. He'll run me over with one of these cars. I told the story earlier about one of the first cars I ever jumped into. He had this beautiful 65 Impala. I told the story a little while ago. Beautiful 4-speed 409 car, 65. And I remember he just started dating my sister. He's stealing away my favorite sister. I jumped in this beautiful car and kicked out what is probably one of the hardest things to find in those cars. Center console, that little reflector piece right there, kicked it out like it was no big deal. Man. Surprised he didn't run me over with that car.
He still got it on his mind.
Look at him. He's over there. He's forgiving me, but actually it's because he beat me behind the shed. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Well, let's talk to you guys. Now, let's talk a little bit about the thumper cams. Now, I've seen some really cool videos. I am a social networking nerd. I admit it. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter. You can find our stuff. It's mostly under Hot Rod Mag Live. You can find our web page, the Twitter, the Hot, you know, all the stuff, Vimeo. But on YouTube, there are some really cool videos of that cam not only sounding good, but making some horsepower. Let's talk about that
stuff. That's right. You know, a lot of folks, as far as a street car, what they want to do is the reason they replace the cam is they want more sound or they want more thump, hence the name thumper. Of course, there's three different thumpers. There's the thumper, mother thumper, and the big mother thumper, and each one of them get a little bit more violent. The thing about the thumper is it's a good entry-level cam as far as if you want more sound. In other words, the thumper has more bark than it does bite, but yet it still gives you good bottom and mid-range performance.
That's one of the problems you get into. You get into these big overlap cams, and you're going to give up low end, you're going to give up vacuum.
That's right. It sounds
like you guys have found that happy medium in there.
That's right. And the thing about it is with the Thumper series, it gives you a really great sound. And you can go to our website at compcams.com, and there's audio bites where you can hear the sound of the Thumper and the Mother Thumper to get an idea of which one's best for you. But, you know, I have to say that that's probably our number one street cam right now is because... it doesn't get you in trouble. You know, you don't have to have a lot of stall converter or anything like that to make it work.
Well, and that's the thing. You always sometimes have to find that happy medium there. I scared you because I knew what I was talking about tonight.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh.
You really are
smarter than you look.
Yeah, thank you. Oh,
I think he's actually a car guy.
I'm starting to get him live and up here. You got to make fun of the host. That's what I'm saying. We are talking to Gary and Andre from Comp Performance Group right here at the corner of 4th and Virginia, Hot August Nights 2010. They're doing some great stuff here. The clouds are rolling in above us, so don't go for the golf clubs. Don't raise them above your head. We don't need any electrocutions going on, but don't leave. This entire street was filled with great hot rods, but the thing about the thumper cam is cool, too. Now, I've been playing around with the idea of making a 2011 Mustang a new project, and that was the first time I heard one of the thumper cams, even in a brand new car. Now, that's the beauty of that. It's not just old stuff. It's new stuff you're working with, too.
The thumper cam is available in a hydraulic or a roller cam, so you know, whatever the application is, we pretty much got it covered.
Now let's talk a little bit about braking oil. That was something you wanted to touch on. Let's talk about one of the things is I've always heard it, and a lot of people don't. You know, I live under the rule: break it in hard, it runs hard. You know, why is it important? You tell me. I think the audience wants to know why it is important.
You know, and it's one of those things that nobody really knew anything about it, but the oil companies have taken the zinc and phosphorus out of the motor oil because all cars nowadays are factory cars. Are roller cam shafts. Well, there's still an awful lot of flat tappet cams that are out there, and a flat tappet cam, you've got metal to metal contact. There is no roller tip on the lifter. So with this metal to metal contact, you've got to have all the slickiness, if you will, if that's a good word.
Slickiness.
Or not.
That's
a Mississippi term.
You heard it here first.
I'm
stealing that word, and I'm going to keep it because it's a family show. I'm not going there. I'm just going to leave it. Slickiness.
The slickiness. But basically, what happens when you take that zinc and phosphorus out? These lifters want to take the lobe down, and so what we've done with the muscle car oil is it's actually a break-in oil. That puts the zinc and the phosphorus back in it, because break-in on a flat tappet is so critical. It's not just too much spring pressure, the lifter not turning the bore. You've really got to have a good oil to make those lobes. They have to mate and then marry. And if it doesn't happen, you're going to take a lobe out.
And you're right. You're going to damage that thing. And I think it's very important to this crowd right here at Hot August Nights, because there is those certain things that just go along with muscle cars and go along with hot rods. It's flat tablet, saw lifter cams. It's talking about Pete Jackson gear drive. There is nothing like the sound of a flat cam. I mean, it will never, ever sound. I mean, roller cam, maybe you can get out some more lift. It's more aggressive on the wall, on the lift, and the exhaust side.
That's right.
But, you know, and that's cool. That's neat. But it will never sound like that. And that's something that you guys are really paying attention to.
And we've paid so much attention to the nostalgic engines that we're actually doing a thumper cam for the nail head and the flathead.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, flatheads, you know, my dad was a big flathead guy. And, you know, the thing is, I've never really dived into the flathead world. And you know what? When we talk to guys like Vic Edelbrock or you, I mean, these guys they made a living with the flathead, and I would love to build one of the bigger inch flatheads. And what are you guys doing, especially with the flathead motors?
Well, what we're doing right now is just the camshaft. You know, there's only so many things you can do on a flathead, although from what I understand, you can buy a block brand new from the ground up. But the flathead, with it being a new, available as a complete engine, it's turning on a new crowd. Before, you know, you were rebuilding parts or trying to find somebody that could remanufacture the engine. Well, if you can buy one from the ground up now, a complete assembly, a crate engine, then I think it's going to open up new things. It's just like I was telling you a while ago with a rat rod. I would not want to stick a small block, nothing in it. It's got to be a flathead.
Yeah, and I think that's everybody. That's the beauty of the automotive world. I mean, I could pick any one of these people out right here, and if you're listening and I'm pointing at you, if you want to answer via the screaming at the microphone via the down here on the stage, everybody's got a certain taste. You know, you can never say one thing's wrong or one thing's right. Now, you and I both know that there's certain ways that some people put together their combinations. It was always that guy in high school. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
he had a stock 305. He put an 850 double pumper on it and thought he had 600 horsepower. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
That's right.
But, I mean, you know, those are the things. When you were growing up, I mean, have you been a car guy your whole life?
You know, I started out in the parts business at age 5. At an uncle's parts store, just a mom and pop.
Did you grow up in Malaysia? Were you like child labor?
No, not parts manufacturing, parts sales. It was just a mom and pop parts store in a rural town in North Mississippi, and that's how I got my start. And always have been around cars. All my other uncles were car dealers, you know, and it's just always been a car kind of thing. But you know, we were talking about the transmissions and the camshafts and stuff. That's why the TCI and the comp cams and all this stuff. If you'll notice, all this stuff fits. Because they all play a hand in how the application works out. Because, you know, one of the first questions that TCI will ask is, what cam are you running? Or what we'll ask at comp is, what torque converter do you have? What stall speed? Because all of this stuff really goes hand in hand. And no matter if you're building a car or if you're changing a car, it's good to, whoever you call, is to make sure that they understand everything about the car that you're doing.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? I think that, you know, with this explosion of the LS motor, you know, I know what will be the next explosion, that new 5.0 from Ford.
Exactly.
I have talked to so many engine builders and so many hot rodders that are really diving into this engine. I was talking to Rick Squires from STS Turbos, and he's got a big twin turbo kit for this thing, and he wants to do rotating lighter assemblies for this car. He's talking 1,200 horsepower out of a car. It is amazing how much new technology has really opened the door, not only for a new generation of hot rodders, but for companies like Comp Cams to really dive dive into the kind of a new world. You know, I mean, the small block Chevy, the small block Ford, they've been around the small block Chevy since 1955, or by most people's, you know, that quintessential 265. But this new engine families have been coming out, especially that new, like I said, that new 5.0 from Ford. It opens up this new world for companies like TCI, like Comp Cams, to really dive into stuff and to take their technology to another level.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, you take, talking about the LS, you take an LS straight out of a car and put it in, and it builds probably another 100 horsepower than just anything you could do to a small block. You know? And we've recognized that, and we have actually developed a new aluminum LS block. That has three different sleeve sizes, so you can sleeve it and do a lot of other things than you can do with a factory LS block.
Except for put it in a rat rod.
You cannot put it in a rat rod.
No, that's only your opinion, though. I know.
Just don't let the folks back home hear that.
Well, Andre, can you put a rat rod? What are you putting on a rat rod motor?
What am I going to put in there?
Yeah.
You know, as far as the actual rat rod motor, depends on if I've got an adapter kit.
No.
Oh, Mr. Adapter Man.
I can connect anything to anything if I've got an adapter.
I can.
If I can mill up a pressure plate, I can figure out how to get this thing.
You've heard the old expression, if we don't have it, you don't need it. Well, that's what he lives in the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Well, I tell you what, we're sitting here talking to Andre Terry and Gary Bruce from the Comp Cams Performance Group. More information about your products. Well, since we're sitting here just kind of BSing about cars and everything we love, what's the way that guys can get a hold of you guys?
You can either call the, you know, website seems to be, you know, we're talking about computers a while ago. The good thing about the website is you can download latest catalog, you can download technical information, instruction sheets, you can look at various videos. So if you go to compcams.com or tcauto.com or even Comp Performance Group, CPG Nation, I mean, it goes on and on and on. And there's just tons of information out there on the internet nowadays as far as technical help. You call our tech lines. You know, you fill out forms on the internet. There's just so many ways to get in touch with it. So it's better for the consumer now than it was, say, 10 years ago. The internet has really done well for all of us.
Well, sure, I'm a friend of all of your companies on Facebook. Why? Because I want to watch those little things that you guys put it up. It is that connectivity to not only the products, but the way that people can see them being installed. Did you hear that? Those clapping in the background?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They just found out they have a comp cam in that car.
All right. Way to go.
That's what it was.
Yay!
We're over here. Let's talk, before we let you guys go, we only got about 3.5 minutes. Let's talk a little nitrous. Let's talk about the world of nitrous. The way that so many people, and we'll go back to that school of hot rod idea and being a person that needs to learn how to do it right. How many motors have you seen or your tech guys talked to, like, oops, I think I blew my motor.
Oops, I did it again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, the kits that we offer are actually vehicle specific. So,
or as you put it earlier, dummy-proof.
Dummy-proof, so that's right. Even from a safe shot kit that we offer through the ZEX. ZEX. You can't go wrong with that, or you're not going to hurt yourself. But you're right. It goes back to that concept I was talking about a while ago, is to make sure that whoever you're talking to or whatever product you're buying, that you understand every little thing about the car, or you can get yourself in trouble. So it's good to find somebody that can walk you through all aspects of the car on a build-up.
Yeah, now I've seen some guys do some silly things with nitrous. And, you know, in nitrous, you know, it's always been one of those things where you see it is truly the cheapest horsepower per dollar.
It is.
You know, if you can control yourself and keep your car off the gas,
right,
it is truly one of the best ways to improve performance. Well, you know what, guys? I think I've drug you through the automotive ruts long enough. You guys had no idea. Like I met these two guys yesterday at the Big Boys Toy Store. They're repping for all these great companies, the Comp Performance Group, and we're here live at the 2010 hot August nights. They were in the Big Boys Toy Store, 4th of Virginia Live. I drug these guys through half an hour of being with me, and now you know what you're in store for.
Hey, I appreciate the invitation.
And like
I say, we're having a blast out here. It's a good crowd, and we look forward to coming back next year.
Same here. And you know what? You're going to be on the radio a few more times after that. Hey, listen, it is hot August 9th, 2010. We want to thank Andre Terry and Gary Bruce from Comp Performance Group. It's hot August 9th. Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this. She never been.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected, but you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
Energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in megadoses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Aloe Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Aloe Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month's supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALO and receive a free one-month supply of Aloe Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Aloe Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALOE. 888-988-ALOE.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to wrap up a show. Once again, we're sitting here live at the 4th and Washington intersection, Hot Rod Magazine Live.
Virginia.
Did I say Washington again?
Yes, Washington is very close to the state of Virginia, so perhaps that's the problem.
I'm a big dumb car, folks. I'm a big dumb car guy, folks. I can't help but it's Hot Rod Magazine Live. Now, before we wrap this show up, I want to say hi to my friend Brad. We were going to have you on. We were going to do a whole other couple hours, but the rainstorm that is impending on us is going to cut us off. But you are from my hometown area, Molalla.
Molalla.
Hey, listen. Brad, we're going to have you on the show coming up, but we got it really quickly. If people want some information about your products, you got to check out these really cool chassis. What is it?
All right, we make fiberglass street rod bodies, 32 Fords, 37 Chevys. We have a complete custom chassis shop, anything from a straight axle gasser to a full independent polished show car. We make them for our bodies, lots of other bodies. We make hundreds of fiberglass parts, fenders, running boards, all for the old street rods, and race car bodies as well. So we've been doing it for over 30 years and having a great time there in Molalla.
Excellent. What's the website if people want to check it out?
It is superiorglassworks.com.
There you go. Listen, buddy, next time you're coming on live on the program, I'm sorry, but I'm going to run before I get electrocuted and hit by lightning right here at the corner of 4th and Virginia. Right in front of the Silver Legacy. We want to thank all our sponsors, including definitely Craftsman. Trust in your hands. And the other thing I got in my hands is a Grant steering wheel. From everyone included in the program, it is Hot Rod Magazine Live. Make sure and check out the website. It's hotrodmagazinelive.com. Being the voice of an iconic magazine like this is something that was always a dream of mine. Imagine what I would have become if I wouldn't have been reading Hot Rod Magazine. from the pages of the magazine that started it all. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger. On behalf of everyone here at Hot August Nights, I want to thank you for coming by and listening. I am out of here, and so is my voice. We'll catch you out next week.